Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs. That song is called Time is Tight. Sounds like it too, doesn't it? 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Eric Cole. He's one of the top cybersecurity experts in the, on the planet. He spent decades in working with internet technology and network security. He served on Obama's Commission on Cybersecurity. Eric, thanks again for being here. We're talking, folks, about how the bad guys, the cyber bad guys, ramped up. I mean, this is like buffet. I mean, this is like a dream come true. Our perfect storm of being hit by the COVID-19 disease, the coronavirus pandemic, and then the subsequent political shutdown of our economy. Those two things created a perfect storm for all of us law-abiding folks. But it was a retirement plan for the cyber bad guys, as Eric was reporting in the last segment. And then Eric, you throw in the fact that the people who are protecting us in our security systems, my personal technology that I use here, that I contract for, and our online platforms that we use, those, you know, you reported last segment that those staffs were down, which made us more vulnerable. I know of several municipalities that got hit by ransomware in May and June. And you've got some stories to tell us about that. I'm talking small cities that cost them close to $300,000 just to get their stuff back. And you know what? 2 or 3 weeks later, they still didn't have all their stuff back. What do you think?
Yeah, that's the other piece of the puzzle that people need to recognize is this is happening today. I know just in the last 72 hours, we've got calls from 11 entities that were hit with ransomware, and some of them paid the ransom anywhere between $200,000 and $2 million. And the problem is the media doesn't find cybersecurity that attractive, so you don't see it on the news. Yeah. But you need to recognize this is a real problem, and the question you have to ask yourself is, can you afford paying $500,000 ransom right now with all the other economic things that are going on with your business?
The answer, that's an easy answer. No. None of us can afford to pay a nickel to get our stuff back because I'm being a little facetious there, but you know, that's not part of a, we don't need that extra headache. So how do we solve this? How do we stop this? How do we prevent this from becoming part of our world?
Right now, today, the easy solution is almost all of the malware we're seeing, whether it's phishing or drive-by downloads or things like that, from a user perspective, are all targeting Windows-based systems. It's unbelievable. It's always been high, but it usually was about 85% of malware targeted Windows. Now it's 100% from everything we've seen. So one of the things that I do with myself, my staff, and others is when we're checking email, when we're surfing the web, when we're doing things that have a very high risk of exposure, we're using non-Windows-based systems. I have all my staff right now.
Besides Office 365 and those kinds of things, what would be a non-Microsoft system platform? What would be a Microsoft platform, I should say?
Okay. So we're talking about endpoint here. Office 365 in the cloud, that's actually pretty good. We haven't seen attacks there. It's the endpoint. It's the user. So instead of taking out your Windows 10 laptop and checking email and surfing the web, take out an iPhone, take out an iPad, take out an Android device, and use a non-Windows-based system. So my company, we're run on Office 365, the cloud, but we check all of our email on iPads and iPhones.
Huh. So Outlook, you're saying Outlook is in danger, is in jeopardy because of why?
because it's the end user that's being targeted.
Oh, so I see. Yeah.
When you look at when you look at ransomware and phishing attacks, they're not breaking into a server. They're not compromising the software. What they're doing is they're sending you a very legitimate email.
So you're saying if a person lapses with all the training and all the admonition you give people, if they lapse and click on something and they do it on their phone, it won't hurt the network. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, because the malware only runs on Windows. So, like this morning, I got an email. I wasn't sure if it was legit or not. I clicked on my iPhone, and it went to a weird site. So I knew that it was malicious, and I deleted it. No harm, no foul. If I would have checked on my Windows laptop, I would have probably got infected with ransomware.
Mm-hmm. So the thing is, folks, just don't click on anything. I mean, if this is not practical for you, don't click on anything. I mean, Eric, how many decades have I been saying this on the show? Folks, don't click on stuff that you don't know. And look at it. If it's there, even if you think it came from somebody you know, even if they try to make it look like it came from somebody you know, there's something in it that's a tell, right, Eric? There's something in there. The words they use are something should make you run your antenna up and not click. What do you think, Eric? Last thoughts.
Absolutely. Anything that's emotional-based, anything that doesn't make sense, that looks like it's too good to be true, that has an attachment or an embedded link, don't click.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they know if you're more likely to vote for Trump or more likely to vote for Biden? Do you think they know that? Do they get down to that?
They know everything.
So they send you, you know, here's something you want to know about Trump. It'll cause him to lose the election or whatever. They do stuff. They're smart. They work hard, but they're bad guys.
They do their homework.
And they want to hurt you. Quick break. Right back with Dr. Eric Cole.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.